This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Robert Reed, and Robert is advocating we should take a better look at Russia. My memory of Moscow was getting into a taxi, and I'm completely at the mercy of this guy, and it would cost me $30 or $40 just because he knows I'm a, well, he's probably got a chip on his shoulder about American capitalists or something like that. That was a long time ago. Now, you hop in an Uber, and instead of wondering how much is this guy going to charge me, and it to be $30 or $40 or $50, you can go across Moscow for $5.
It's cheaper. The Ubers are cheaper than they are here. Yeah. No doubt about it. I paid $3, $5, $6 for pretty long rides.
You just got the American app and it's effortless.
Same app. Yep. I got a SIM card there so I could, and it was very inexpensive to have a phone service there. Very, very easy. Walked right into the airport, got it for like nothing. They spoke English. I couldn't believe how easy it had been.
One clever way that I enjoyed a little extra time in Russia, I was on a North European cruise. And the last stop was St. Petersburg. And St. Petersburg was the only stop on this itinerary that was 2 days. And then it would go all the way back to Copenhagen for the end of the cruise. And I decided to jump ship in St. Petersburg. You know, the cruise ship is happy for you to do that. And then I had my visa and I left the ship after 2 days on the ship and spent an extra 4 or 5 days in St. Petersburg and flew home from there. And it really turned out very nicely. And I think a lot of people are cruising North Europe, and that is an option.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
St. Petersburg is worth it. There's lots to see and do in St. Petersburg.